You know, some of you know how to pray. So I asked me to pray on the forehead.
可能在座啲人已經識玩呢個遊戲㗎啦嚇。
I cannot see that. Yeah. And then someone's name should be pop up, right?
咁你而家咧應該見到有啲人嘅名喺個我個手機上邊。
And suppose these 200 something people will do some action and try your very best and to let me know who this person is.
咁咧，你睇到呢個名之後咧，你就應該去做一啲嘅動作去提醒我，提示我咧，究竟呢個人係邊個嚟嘅？
And then I need to guess who I am, this person.
咁然後咧，跟住我就去估啦，根據你嘅提示咧，去估下究竟咧呢個人係邊個？
Do you want to play this game?
大家想唔想玩下試下？
Not now.
或者遲啲先啊。
This game is very interesting.
呢個咧係一個好有趣嘅一個嘅遊戲。
It's asking you to try your best.
係要求咧大家去盡你嘅能力。
Through yourself.
透過你自己。
Your whole being.
你成個人。
In different ways.
用唔同嘅方法。
To show the others who he is or who she is.
去表達咧究竟你係邊一個人。
And actually, this is what Peter trying to do when he wrote the epistle of Peter.
呢個其實咧，亦都正正就係彼得前後書裏邊，使徒彼得佢所講、佢所表達嘅方法。
In the coming year, we'll use a whole year to study on First and Second Peter.
喺嚟緊一年嘅裏邊，我哋會用全年嘅時間去研讀彼得前後書。
In my sermon and Reverend Chang's sermon, we all will preach on First and Second Peter.
無論咧係我嘅講道，或者係千牧師嘅講道，我哋都會用彼得前後書。
So today, I will start with the First Peter chapter 1 and 1 to 2.
咁所以咧，今日我係會嘗試去從彼得前書第一、第二節裏邊，第一章嘅第一、第二節裏邊，同大家展示神嘅説話。
What Peter is doing here?
究竟彼得喺呢度想做啲咩嘢咧？
He's trying his very best to tell and remind a group of believers who they are.
彼得喺呢度話俾嗰一班嘅信徒知，究竟佢係邊個？
When we read and listen to the sermon, please pay attention.
所以咧，當大家去聽今日嘅講道時候，請大家留意啦。
Peter is also speaking to us.
彼得其實亦都喺度同我哋講説話嘅。
The audience.
我哋就係佢嘅受眾。
Regarding our situation and our identity.
關乎我哋今日嘅光景同埋關乎我哋今日嘅身份。
Before continue to preach, let's bow our head and pray.
喺我講道之前，讓我哋一齊嘅低頭禱告。
Dear Lord, thank you so much that on the New Year day we can come to worship you.
神主，多謝你俾我哋喺一年開始嘅時候，我哋嚟到敬拜你。
Thank you for giving us your word.
多謝你賜我哋你嘅話語。
Your word is living word.
你嘅話語係活嘅。
Dear Holy Spirit, please penetrate God's word into our heart.
親愛嘅聖靈，願意你自己將神嘅説話進入帶入我哋心裏邊。
And move it into our hand and also our feet.
帶進我哋嘅生命，帶進我哋嘅手，帶進我哋嘅腳裏頭。
So that we are not just listening your word and put it into our mind.
以致我哋唔單單只係聽到你嘅説話擺咗個腦裏邊。
Help us to move into our heart and also into action.
反正嘅，更加將佢。 推進入我哋嘅心裏邊，推進入我哋嘅行動嘅裏頭。
And your living word is going to move into our lives.
以致到你自己活現嘅話語進入我哋嘅生命嘅裏頭。
And let us lift it out.
以致我能夠活現出嚟。
In Jesus' name we pray.
奉基督嘅名字祈求。
Amen. Nowadays, maybe many people are suffering Alzheimer.
或者今時今日有好多人咧都係面對住呢個亞氏綜合症嘅問題。
And the age is getting younger and younger.
而呢個亞氏綜合症開始嘅時候咧，係似乎越嚟越後生嘅人都會有啦。
And sometimes Christians also having spiritual forgetfulness.
甚至乎咧，可能喺我哋嘅基督徒群體裏邊咧，其實我哋自己都可能會有呢個視網症喎。
Losing our memory easily.
我哋咧越嚟越容易忘記。
And forgetting who we are,
甚至乎咧忘記咗我哋究竟自己係邊個添
，confusing with our identities and living out our false selves.
連我哋自己嘅身份都忘記咗。
I remember when my father-in-law was with this disease.
我仲記得咧，當我嘅外父係有呢個病嘅時候咧
，my family prayed for him for long time.
我嘅家庭為佢切切嘅禱告。
And we pray for only one thing.
我哋咧只係為一件事情祈禱。
Is let him not ask God to help him not to forget about his identity in Christ.
我哋求神应叫佢唔会忘记佢自己喺神里边嗰个嘅身份。
We pray that God will let him. He can forget everything, but not letting him to forget that he is a follower of Jesus and a Christian.
我们祷告是纵然他忘记很多很多不同的事情，但我们求神仍然让他谨记他自己是神，他自己忠心的跟随者。
God listened to our prayer and assured us he has never forgotten。
神垂听我们祷告，更加的告诉我们，其实他一生都没有离开，他都没有忘记他自己这个身份。
But have we forgotten？
然而我们自己有没有忘记我们这个身份呢？
Peter was so concerned on the growth of Christian he's writing to。
彼得他很关注他这个的受众的群体。
And right at the beginning of his epistle, he's trying his very best to remind them.
他在他开始这个书信的时候，就切切去提醒这班的受众了。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect strangers in the world scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
彼得开始的时候就说，耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给他们分散在本都、加拉太、加百加多和亚西亚、推比尼寄居的。
Here Peter was reminding the group three identities relating to their situation.
这里彼得是提醒他们自己在神面前的境况的身份。
These are also the who we are, the Christians of that time and our time. Sometimes maybe we have forgotten.
这里都提醒我们昔日或者我们今日在神面前的身份，甚至乎有些时候我们都已经忘记了我们这个身份是什么了。
In 20 days, the 45th President of the United States, Mr. Trump, will have his inauguration.
还有20日，第45任的美国总统 Trump 叫做
特朗普。
特朗普就会是成为就任总统。
He's elected by the Americans and given the power to lead the country.
他呢是被赋予有权力去带领这个国家。
In the democratic system, even though many may not agree with him, not like him, he's still the elected one and leading in the coming 4 years.
纵然或者很多人不赞同他的做法，但在一个民主社会里面，他既然被推选出来的时候，他就要在未来四年里面去带领着这个国家。
Peter reminds us that we as Christians, we are elected.
彼得也都提醒我们作为基督徒同样都是被蒙拣选的。
But we are elected not by people.
但我们不是被群众所来拣选。
Who elect us?
究竟是谁拣选我们呢？
God.
这个是神要自己拣选。
We are the God elect.
我们是神所拣选的。
And with this, there are three implications regarding our identity.
在此我们有三个很特别的一个的提醒我们身份的一个的指示。
If we are God elected, we have authority empowered by God's sovereignty.
如果我们是被神拣选的话，我们的权柄是从神他自己那里而来的。
If we are elected, we withhold authority not because of our goodness, but because of God's grace.
如果我们是被神拣选的话，我们所持有的那个权力，并不是因为我们是好，而是因为神给我们那个恩典。
If we are elected, we have right and responsibility to live out as God's elect.
如果我们是被神拣选的话，我们就有责任去活出神他自己给我们拣选我们的身份。
Brothers and sisters, do you know that we are elected?
弟兄姊妹，我们清不清楚知道，其实我们今天都是被神所拣选的呢？
Are we living out our life as an elect?
我们今天有没有活出一个被拣选者的身份呢？
Are we living out our life disregard to what we have done?
我们自己所做的有没有显出我们这个身份呢？
Are we striving hardly to live it out just by our own strength?
我们同样的，有没有尽我们能力去活出来？
We are elected.
我们是神所拣选的。
We are elected by God.
我们是神他自己亲自去拣选出来的。
It just passed Christmas for 1 week.
我们刚刚过了圣诞大概一个礼拜。
We sing and heard a lot of Christmas songs.
或者你都唱过，或者你已经听过很多的圣诞歌了。
For sure, I believe that Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has been ringing around your mind and on the radio all the time.
我相信大家都听过或者很熟悉这首叫做《红鼻子纯鹿老道夫》的首歌了。
Give you a like. And actually, this song was written originally as a poem in 1939.
其实这首歌在1939年的时候是成为一首诗这样写出来的。
And later became a song and getting more popular in 1949.
在1949年的时候，就成为一首歌，就成为很流行的一首歌了。
What makes this little carol so loved?
究竟咧點解會令到呢首歌咧咁受人歡迎呢？
Some people might say that is the prankiness of and courage of Rudolph.
或者咧，大家會話啊，可能因為咧阿魯道夫咧佢嗰種嘅勇敢可嘉嘅勇氣。
But the real beauty of the story focuses on grace.
但係其實嗰個故事本身係講緊恩典。
By grace, Santa chooses Rudolph despite the fact that he's a clear outsider and reject.
縱然佢係被其他嘅鹿所排斥，所唾棄，但係咧，其實聖誕老人就揀選咗佢做呢一隻嘅純鹿啦。
He has a defect.
He has a defect. 唔完美嘅地方。
His big, annoyingly shiny red nose.
因為咧，佢個鼻咧好紅嘅。
That has usually disqualified him from getting chosen for other reindeer games.
以至到咧，佢喺其他嘅被人揀選去做鹿嘅時候咧，佢都冇人揀佢嘅。
But despite all the others are available candidates who did send to choose.
但係咧，縱然有好多好多唔同嘅鹿可以俾聖誕老人去揀，但係究竟聖誕老人揀咗邊只咧
？The ugly red-nosed reindeer.
佢就特別嘅，佢揀咗呢只又唔可愛，但係個鼻又紅卜卜嘅嗰只鹿。
Brothers and sisters, we are elect.
弟兄姊妹，其實我哋同樣喺神嘅裏邊都係被揀選嘅。
And we are elect by grace.
我哋都咧係蒙恩嘅，咁係被揀選嘅。
We are elected and chosen not because we are good nor God need us.
我哋被揀選唔係因為我哋好，或者咧唔係因為咧神需要我哋。
We are God's elect because God out of God's grace.
我哋被揀選係因為全然嘅基於神嘅旨恩。
We are elect of grace.
我哋係蒙恩嘅被揀選。
In the new year, let us reclaim this identity.
喺新嘅一年，用讓我哋都宣告我哋呢一個嘅身份。
The second identity that Peter reminds the Christian regarding their identity is they are the temporal in the world.
第二個彼得要提醒我哋嘅就係其實我哋在世寄居嘅身份。
NIV translated it as stranger.
在聖經某些日本裏面呢，是講到我們是一些異邦人來的。
No matter temporal or stranger with both meaning, there it means.
無論呢，我們是用什麼語文來講的，這個意思是告訴我們什麼呢？
To us, the world is not our permanent home.
告訴我們知，對於我們來講，世界不是我們永恆的家。
To the world, we are not the same as the other people.
對於世界來講，這個我們也是與眾不同的。
Peter need to remind the Christian because many Christians at that time has taken the world as their permanent home.
彼得需要咁去提醒当时嘅基督徒，因为好多已经相信其实世界系佢哋永恒嘅家。
And also many of them are living a life with no difference to the other non-Christians.
甚至乎好多佢哋嘅生活已经同非基督徒嘅生活系一同一样。
It's already compromised.
好多时佢哋已经系同世界已经系和合咗一齐啦。
And it's serious.
而且系一个好严重嘅问题。
It's too serious to be reminded because it's contradict to our identity as God's elect.
呢个好严重，因为其实呢个同我哋被蒙召成为神所拣选嘅身份系背道而驰嘅。
What Peter mentioning is interrelated.
彼得喺度讲紧嘅呢几样嘢系互相牵引住嘅。
We are temporal and we are stranger.Because we are elected by God.
我哋系寄居喺世上，原因系因为我哋系被神所拣选嘅。
Without an understanding that we are temporal on this world and as a stranger of this world, we are actually giving up our identity as God's elect.
如果你忘记咗，唔明白我哋今日系喺世上系只系寄居嘅话，我哋同时嘅意思就系忘记咗我哋系神所拣选嘅人。
Home is where a person will invest all to keep it last long.
家是什么？家就是我们会选择在那里去永恒，在那里住，去拥有一切的地方。
Where is your investment?
我们在那里摆上我们很多的投资。
Where is your home?
究竟我们哪一栋是我们的投资呢？哪个是我们的家呢？
Where are your money put into?
今天我们摆我们的钱财摆在哪里呢？
How do you use your time?
你今天怎么用神给你的时间呢？
What occupy your mind?
什么占据了你的脑袋？
What fill your heart?
乜嘢系占据住你嘅心灵咧
？Things temporal or eternal？
究竟呢啲系永恒嘅嘢，定抑或系短暂嘅嘢咧
？Your friend, your relative, can they tell that you are different from the other non-Christian？
你嘅朋友、你嘅亲戚，可唔可以话到俾你知，你同非基督徒有唔同咧
？Or they just come to you, oh, you are just the same？
定因為佢哋覺得你只不過同其他一模一樣。
What they do, you do。
啊，佢哋做乜你都係。
You Christian, you're supposed to do, you're not doing。
啊，佢哋應該做嘅嘢你都一樣做啫。
Peter remind his audiences, they are God's elect, stranger in the world, scattered through Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
彼得再次喺度提醒佢，提醒当地嘅基督徒，提醒佢哋话：你哋系照父神嘅旨意被拣选，分散喺本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚西亚、推比尼寄居嘅人。
We are God's elect, and we need to be different.
我哋系神所拣选，而我哋同样嘅必须要与世界唔同。
Are you dare to be different？
你究竟有冇愿意去与世界不同咧
？Or you just keep compromising？
定因话其实我哋系与世界去去
妥协。
妥协咧 ？Thank you。
Finally, there are something Peter mentioned seem not relating to you and me。
最后彼得喺度讲一啲咧，同我哋好相同嘅嘢。
好唔同
嘅嘢 ，sorry。
Scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia。
分散喺本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚西亚同埋比推尼嘅人。
It seems that we are not living there。
似乎咧，我哋唔系住喺嗰个地方嘅。
And actually, is it relating to us？
咁究竟呢个同我哋有冇关联咧
？And Peter is mentioning this another the third identity。To the group of people, the audience, the exile.
喺呢度咧，彼得就同我哋讲到第三类嘅身份，就系讲到咧，我哋系为真道而受苦啦。
Yes and no. Peter is talking about scattered.
彼得喺度讲分散。
And he's talking about those scattered throughout that several places.
啊，呢度彼得讲到咧系分散喺各个唔同地方，正话我哋都提过几个地方啦。
And of course, we are not living in Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia, Asia, and Bithynia.
当然，今日我哋唔系住喺本都，唔系住喺加拉太，更加唔系住喺加帕多加、亚西亚，甚至比推尼嘅地方。
But actually, to the people of that days, these places actually were defined as the end of the world.
喺当时咧，其实我哋正话讲嗰啲地方，本都、加拉太呢啲地方咧，其实亦都系被誉为世界嘅地极嘅地方。
And we know that Peter's audiences.Include those Christians, including Gentile and also Jewish converts.
我哋需要知道嘅就系当彼得写呢本书嘅时候，其实佢心目中谂紧嘅就系讲紧唔单单净系犹太人，亦都讲紧咧系非犹太人。
When he is addressing them and saying that they exile into this area, what actually he's talking about?
当彼得喺度讲到咧被放逐去到呢啲地方嘅时候，其实彼得嘅意思系讲咩咧
？There are different explanations on this.
呢度咧有好多唔同嘅解法嘅。
But when further study on that, on the theme and also the focus of Peter's epistles.
但系当咧，我哋去再研究彼得书信嘅里边嗰个信息嘅时候咧
，it's clear that what was in Peter's mind is persecution.
好清晰嘅话都俾我知，其实彼得嘅信息想带出嘅就系讲紧一个嘅迫害。
As God's elect, living as stranger and temporal on earth, it's logical that Christians are exiled, scattered due to suffering and persecution.For the gospel of our Lord Jesus Christ.
蒙拣选作为一个异邦，活喺呢一个嘅寄居嘅地方嘅时候，我哋呢度好清楚明显喺度，基督徒就系被分散去到各个地方，因为正正就系因为有受苦、有逼迫，为到神嘅缘故嘅缘，为到神嘅真道嘅缘故，被流放到唔同地方。
Peter did not avoid the fact that as Christians we are called to be the persecuted and live in suffering.
彼得喺呢度绝对冇隐蔽，绝对冇。避开唔去提出，作为基督徒，我哋系被召去面对逼迫，去活喺苦难嘅里头。
If we truly living out our identity as the elected, the temporal, and the exiles，
如果我哋真系认真要活出我哋身份嘅时候，我哋今日成为被拣选嘅，成为活喺寄居嘅，成为流放异族嘅人。
Dietrich Bonhoeffer's famous quote of truth in his book Cost of Discipleship, he said, "When Christ calls a man, he bids him."To come and die.
潘霍华喺佢自己嗰本书叫做《效法基督》嘅一本书里边，佢写咗句名言。嗰句说话我哋好多时都会讲嘅，就系话当基督呼召一个人嘅时候，佢赐予佢嘅就系来与活死。
Suffering and elect are connected. It's not either or.
受苦同埋被拣选呢两样嘢系互相牵连住嘅，唔系其中一样嘅。
What suffering for the gospel are you facing?
今日我哋为咗神嘅福音缘故，我哋又面对任乜嘢嘅苦难呢
？We are not a group of masochists that seek suffering.
我哋今日唔系嗰啲系特登咧要去面对住苦难嘅人。
And actually, this is not what Peter is talking about our identity.
呢个都唔系咧，彼得喺度讲紧嗰个嘅基督徒嘅应该有嘅身份。
But through his experiences and the words of his master, also our master Jesus Christ, we know suffering is unavoidable for those truly follow Jesus. Means those who are elected.
然而，我哋透过主耶稣，亦都透过我哋嘅主，佢自己话俾我哋知，佢都自己活现出嚟话俾我哋听，就系当我哋去面对住我哋。切切的真诚去跟随神的时候，我们不能够避免苦难。
Apostle John, remember God's Jesus' word in John 16:31-33. He said, "You believe at last." Jesus answered, "But the time is coming and has come when you will be scattered, each to his own home. You will leave me all alone. Yet I'm not alone, for my Father is with me."I have told you these things, so that in me you may have peace. In this world you will have trouble, but take heart, I have overcome the world.
用让我们不要忘记使徒约翰呢，在约翰福音的16:31-33里面清楚地提醒我们。耶稣说，现在你要信吗？看啊，时候将到，且已经到了。你们要分散，各归自己的地方去，留下我独自一人。其实我不是独自一人，因为有父与我同在，我将这事告诉你们，是要叫你们在我里面有平安。在世上你们有苦难，但你们可以放心，我已经胜过世界。
Jesus Christ said that we have trouble, we have sufferings.
主耶稣在这里很清楚告诉你们，我们要有苦难，我们会面对很多的困难。
If we are the true follower of Jesus Christ,
如果我们愿意真诚的这样去跟随他的话，
Are we the elect of God?
我们是不是神所拣选的呢？
Are we the world temporal?
我们是不是寄居于世上呢？
Are we the exiles for the gospel?
我们是不是为神的福音缘故成为流族的人呢？
Open door ministry has recorded.
在一个 open door 的这个事工里面，
Each month there are 322 Christians are killed for their faith.
每个月有322个基督徒因着他们的信仰的缘故而被杀。
Each month, 214 churches and Christian properties are destroyed.
每一个月有214个教会或者教会的产业被毁坏。
Each month, 772 forms of violence are committed against Christians.
每一个月有772个不同形式的暴力是在基督徒的身上发生。
Such as beating, abduction, rapes, arrest, and forced marriage.
这个包括被打啦，被掳走啦，甚至是被强奸啦，被逮捕啦，甚至乎咧系可能系被逼去结婚啦。
According to the Pew Research Center, over 75% of the world's population lives in areas with severe religious restriction, and many of these people are Christians.
根据呢一个嘅叫 Pew Research Center 嘅研究，世界上超过75%的人口咧，系活喺一个嘅被信佢活喺一个生活喺信仰被压迫嘅地方嘅里边。
And many of these people are.
而好多呢一啲面对住压迫嘅都系基督徒。
And according to the United States Department of State.
而根据美国国务院嘅一个研究
，Christians in more than 60 countries face persecution from their governments.Or surrounding neighbors simply because of their belief in Jesus Christ.
世界上超过有60个不同的国家，嘅基督徒同样系面对住因为佢哋嘅信仰嘅缘故，面对住佢哋政府俾佢哋唔同嘅压迫。
Persecution are not abnormal.
被压迫其实唔系唔寻常嘅。
Persecution lives hand in hand with the gospel exiles.
其实逼迫同埋信仰同埋我哋。过一个流放的生活是互相关联住的。
Persecution brings together with the world temporal.
其实同我哋在世寄居呢个观念系互相牵连住嘅，亦都系。
And persecution live in the God elects.
而面对而我哋成为神所拣选嘅，同样我哋需要面对住迫害。
By the way, up to this point, we need to ask actually who we are。
或者嚟到呢一刻嘅时候，你会去问就系、是、究竟我系边个咧
？Peter is telling you whom you are supposed to be。
彼得都好清楚提醒我哋，我哋今日应当有嘅身份系乜嘢咧
？He concerns whether you have spiritual forgetfulness。
佢咧好担心，佢关注嘅就系究竟我哋有冇喺神嘅里边有呢个属灵嘅善忘咧
？God concerns whether you have got forgotten。
神去关注嘅就系我哋系咪已经善忘咗，唔记得咗咧
？Both God and Peter are calling you to heads up。
彼得同埋神都喺呢度提醒我哋，要我哋去威慧。
Replace the displaced。Replace the displaced。
我哋 replace。
重新摆翻位喺一个摆错位嘅地方。
Replace the displaced. Okay.
To know who you are and to live out who you are.
我哋知道我哋自己身份，同埋咧我哋点样活出我哋嘅身份出嚟。
Peter reminds his audience, telling those who read this epistles their identity as God's elect, God's temporal, and the gospel exiles.
彼得喺度提醒佢嘅受众，话俾佢知咧，喺透过呢个书信里边提醒翻佢哋，我哋今日系神所拣选嘅，我哋系活喺呢个世界系寄居嘅，同埋咧，我哋今日喺呢个世界里边系一个流放流俗嘅一班人。
He's calling them to heads up。
佢提醒佢哋要归位。
Is that easy？
容唔容易咧
？Absolutely not。
一啲都唔容易。
God's elect seems okay。
我哋成为神所拣选嘅，我哋都觉得唔错。
Well, simple. Okay, give me some time.
或者咧，我哋活喺寄居嘅身份都或者都可以嘅，俾啲时间我考虑消化下啦。
Gospel exile, better not.
要我为咗神嘅缘故而去被流放，最好唔好啦。
It's not easy.
一啲都唔容易。
Peter, it's easy for you to say, but what you have said is really not easy to live them out.
或者讲起上嚟好似好容易，但系真系要活现出嚟，一啲都唔容易。
It's easy to give up instead of heads up.
或者我哋更加容易去放弃，而唔系去归位。
Why not just leave？
点解我哋唔就咁行咗去算数咧
？Remember the game we mentioned, heads up。
仲记唔记得开始嘅时候，我同大家玩一个游戏叫 heads up 啊
？Is to tell others who they are by trying one's best to show others through himself。
透过嗰个游戏嘅里边，其实我哋需要嘅就系大家去透过唔同嘅动作去表达究竟自己系边个。
In the same way, Peter was doing that。
其实彼得同样都做紧同一样嘢。
Look at me. Yes, it's not easy, but look at me.
彼得话一啲都唔容易，但你睇下我啦。
Peter is demonstrating, and he said it's worthy and it's possible.
彼得喺度清楚话俾你知，系呢个系需系值得嘅，同埋咧呢个系可以做得到嘅。
When you think that that's impossible, Peter is telling you it's possible.
当我哋觉得呢个系唔可能嘅时候，彼得好清晰嘅话俾你知，呢个系切切可能嘅。
Peter, an apostle of Jesus Christ, to God's elect, the stranger in the world, scattered throughout Pontus, Galatia, Cappadocia.Asia and Bithynia.
耶稣基督的使徒彼得写信给那些分散在本都、加拉太、加帕多加、亚西亚、比推尼寄居的人。
Peter has mentioned about himself who he is.
彼得都讲到好清楚佢自己身份系边一个咧。
He still remember.
佢仍然都紧紧记得。
I am a apostle. I am apostle of Christ.
佢系基督嘅使徒。
Apostle means elected and sent on behalf of the sender.
使徒的意思就是他是被拣选的，也是被蒙召、被差派的。
Peter remember he hadn't forgotten. I am God's elect.
彼得清楚话到俾我哋知，就是他并冇忘记他是被拣选的。
And being an apostle, what was Peter elected and sent for?
作为使徒，他被差派去边度呢？
In the first epistle, he written in chapter 5, verse 1, he said, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's suffering.
他在第五章里面讲到他自己就是那个为神去受苦的，去为神 去面对苦难的人。
Peter declared by himself, he is a witness of Christ's suffering.
他见证他自己就是这个受苦的见证者。
He didn't just remind his audience that we are an exile of the gospel, mean in our calling, including the suffering of Christ, so you just go on for your suffering.
彼得并不是这样说，因为我是这个受苦的人，所以你都要同样受苦。
He himself was a witness that carries the suffering for Christ.
他自己也都正正活现了这个苦难受苦的那个见证。
When he responded to the call of the Lord, like what Bonhoeffer said, he responded to a call and bid him to die.
佢当佢接受神嘅呼召，就好似潘霍华一样去接受呢个呼召嘅时候，就系、是、被呼召去为真理而去受死。
He faced Christ's death every day, even until the time when he is told and he's old and to the end of his life.
每一日佢都面对住苦难，面对住困，面对住逼迫，直至到佢死嘅一日为止。
Why he could do that?
点解佢能够咁样样呢？
Because he knew clearly that the world is temporal.
原因是因为他很清楚知道世界是寄居的。
There are things even more worthy for him to live for.
在世界里面有更多东西是更值得他活的。
Because there are things that is worthy for him to die for.
也都世界里面有更多东西是值得他为此而死的。
And there are glories even greater than what the world can give him.
更加的有比世界所能够给他的荣誉更大的事情。
Continued in 1 Peter 5:1, Peter said, To the elder among you, I appeal as a fellow elder, a witness of Christ's suffering, and one who also will share in the glory to be revealed.
在这里彼得前书第五章第一节里面说，我这个作长老作基督受苦的见证人的，我同样的在这里去可以经历。The verse again, sorry.
5:1.
I don't have the verse.
或者作长老的，作基督受苦的见证，同享后来所要显现的荣耀的，劝你们中间与我同作长老的人。 Peter knew well of who he was, an apostle elected by God, a witness of Christ's suffering, and a sharer of the future glory.
彼得很清楚知道他自己的身份是什么，他自己是被神所拣选的，是基督的苦难的见证人，和去分享基督将来的，和去分享将来的荣耀。
So he can ask the Christian of his time to remember their identities.
所以他可以邀请基督徒去记得他自己的身份。
God's elect.